Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
Well, cash cattle remained sluggish most of the day yesterday, but by the end of the day, limited light trade developed in several areas at $105, generally $4 lower than last week's live price levels, and indicates a limited interest by packers with general plant slowdowns through the week and the upcoming lighter kill schedules surrounding the holiday weekend. Easter weekend traditionally is the one holiday where overall processing levels are significantly reduced on both sides of the holiday, with holiday-related reductions planned both Friday and Monday. Now, limit gains yesterday in April through October hog futures is sparking additional momentum in the complex this week, and this will allow for expanded trading limits of $4.50 as traders try to build on the recent market support and technical shift in direction over the last couple of days. The hope that new coronavirus cases in the country have or are about to peak in the near future is causing many traders to become more active and step back into the complex. Now, the wheat prices were higher overnight, shaking losses at the overnight open to lead ag gains. Better than expected winter wheat condition ratings seemed to weigh on sentiment yesterday, although forecasts for well below normal temperatures in the southern plains appeared to temper bearish enthusiasm. Overnight GFS models continue to put very little moisture in the southern plains for the next 7 days. Corn prices higher overnight, attempting to add to the small gains made yesterday that were barely removed from contract lows. The higher close was the first in 9 sessions, although settlements were 3 to 4 cents higher from session highs. Traders are gearing up for today's update on weekly ethanol production from the Energy Information Administration, which is expected to show another sharp decline as plants slow corn grind. Mixed trade across the soy complex with firmer soybeans and soy meal, but softer soybean oil. Soybean oil has actually been the strongest leg of the complex as of late, in stark contrast to the meltdown suffered since the beginning of the year. We're going to check the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
April live cattle up 450 yesterday, 88.32. June up 450, 84.80. April feeder cattle limit up 450, 114.92. May up 450 at 113.80. May hogs up $3, 48.37. June up $3, 52.65. Kansas City wheat, May down 2.5, 473 and a quarter. July was down 1 3/4 at 480. Chicago wheat, May down 6.5, 549 and a quarter. July was down 3.5, 547 and a half. May corn up 3 3/4, 331.5. July up 3 3/4, 337 and a quarter. May soybeans down 3/4 at 854 and 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.